What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 7. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. We are finally here. We are finally at the season 7 finale of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And I just want to say thank you everybody that, you know, was showing me love all the season or just in general for day one, you know, for 5 years. 218 episodes, you know, it really means a lot, and I just want to say thank y'all, man. Just want to say y'all, the show will not keep going. So yeah, I just want to say thank y'all, and I appreciate each and every one of y'all. So on this episode, y'all already know it's the next move, part 3, where I discuss how I've been doing, how I feel about season 7. And the future of Mr. Gentleman like the podcast and everything that we got coming up. Y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
My name is Coach Danielle Powell from Coaching Out Loud Podcast. And you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. At this time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman Facts, Quote of the Day. And today's quote of the day is, don't let anybody stop you from doing something that you love. And I say this because if you really love something, don't let anybody stop you from following your dream, following your passion, and just doing something that you love. Because if they try to bring you down and stop you from doing something that you love, then they do not want you to win. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts, Quote of the Day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hey guys, it's Sharice, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. All right.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 7 Finale. We are finally here. And first, I just want to thank you, everybody, that listened to Season 7 as a whole, and everybody who listened to the show from the beginning. You know, it really means a lot. Thank you. Even though that did not listen at all, or those who stopped listening to my show, it really means a lot, because y'all just pushed me to go harder, you know. But once again, I thank y'all, man. I thank y'all. It really means a lot. And, you know, it's only up from here. So thank you. You know, with 29,805 downloads, 7 seasons, 219 episodes, been here for 5 years, you know, doing this. Really means a lot. 70 guests as a whole. Been number one for 53 days on Citing Culture Charts and Good Pods. Been number one for Citing Culture multiple times, documentary and top 100 shows. We charted on many charts, including Grenada and Tanzania. Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everybody that really, you know, supported Mr. Gentleman at the podcast. Really means a lot. This, I'm not gonna hold you, this was not an easy season at all. But, you know, I thank y'all for taking the time and giving the show a chance. And thank you to everybody that believe in me and believe on everything that I was trying to do. And thank you, everybody that said that I inspired them to keep going. You know, really means a lot. We need a lot of it's so much dope creators out there, and I just want all of them to just to prosper, you know. So anyway, I can help. I'm glad I helped y'all in some kind of way. So, and y'all helped me as well. So thank y'all for making me better. So how have I been doing? I've been doing all right. Life been life, and I'm not gonna hold you. But not as bad as it was in the past. But one thing is when there's always one thing, there's always something else. And you know, it's been annoying. You know, still on my growing journey, basically, still aiming for the things I want and the things that I deserve, and I would get there no matter what. Of course, we're gonna have some setbacks and some things along the way that we don't want to do, but in order to better yourself, you gotta have to get through it. You know, this year as a whole, you know, I lost two people who I went to school with. My family member was in the hospital. My health was kind of out of this world. But sometimes you just have to, if you want something to change, you just gotta do it to change it. And you know, step it into a little bit more healthier life though. What the way to go, cause I feel much better. And I know that better days are coming. Yeah, I didn't know that big things are coming. And sometimes you just gotta be patient. Sometimes good things come to those wait. And we just have to wait until the opportunity come pretty much. So yeah, you know, I've been doing good, you know, just trying to stay focused and trying to be the best version of myself. You know, of course, they not perfect, but as long as you're making some kind of progress, you're already doing more than anybody who not doing anything at all. So yeah, I'm here, you know, stuff like that. How do I feel about season 7 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast? And my honest opinion, I feel like this was an alright season. It wasn't a bad season. I feel like all the guests who came this season brought their A game. So I just want to say shout out to y'all. You know, everybody who came this season really opened up heavy and really shared. And they really inspired a lot of people. So, and that's what I always wanted, is for people to be inspired. So thank you to all my guests that came this season and done that. Thanks to the guests that came this season and we had fun conversation, you know, because y'all made a lot of my guests laugh as well. So thank y'all for that. You know, it really means a lot. And yeah, and stuff like that. I wish I gave y'all more personal episodes this season, but since I did a whole lot of that last season, it wasn't a lot of personal episodes this season. But I will make sure that next season and future season, I will balance both from personal and guests. So yeah, I feel like season 7 was a good season. I wanted to be like season 6, but I definitely didn't make it to season 6. That is, I just wish a lot more people listened to the season. I feel like I had listeners listen to the season, but a lot of people did not listen to the season. Not like the past season. So yeah, I did lose listeners, but it is what it is. As we lose listeners, we always gain new ones anyway. So, and I ain't gonna hurt you. I was I lost confidence a little bit when that happened, but you know, it's a point of life. Just like when people in your life who stay for a season and people in your life stay for a lifetime, they're gonna be people who came up with you and is out of nowhere. Y'all just drift apart, not because of y'all hate each other, but y'all outgrew each other. And that's pretty much what happened here. I feel like people outgrew the show, and it's cool, you know. It is what it is. There will be some new listeners and new people who are going to come into your life anyway. And that's how I pretty much look at it. I mean, I wish everybody could stay, but I appreciate those who came, started the journey with me, and those who stay for some period of time and left. It's cool. And I appreciate those who stay from the beginning to now. So it shows that y'all really mess with me. And for that, I thank y'all, man. Thank y'all. So we were going to run down season 7 as a whole. So Season 7 premiered on September 3rd of 2023. And the first episode was episode 125, Breaks Over. And this episode pretty much discussing what to come for season 7. Originally, this was a part of the Road to Season 7 episode where y'all know what I do, like, don't call a comeback, but instead I put this on the season premiere. Originally, Jalen episode was supposed to be the season 7 premiere, but we pushed that back to episode 2 of season 7. But this episode pretty much discussed what to expect for season 7 and stuff like that. So episode 126, the top 20 countdown show volume 2, our favorite movie part 2, with Jalen back on the show. We discuss more of our favorite movies, this time from 39 to 21. And of course, doing this show with Jalen, it's always fun, you know, have a conversation with her. And I just want to confirm right now that she will be returning for season 8 of the Gentleman Like the Pocket for more the top 20 countdown show. So look out for her for that. So episode 127, we all need a little push with episode 3 for season 7. And this pretty much just saying why I work so hard on everything, you know, and stuff like that. And many people were inspired by this episode, so I was shocked about that. Thank you to everybody that hit me up saying that they were inspired by this episode. You know, really means a lot, and I thank y'all for that. So season 7, episode 4, episode 128, the art of support. Basically, this is discussing, you know, the art of support, of how you should support people and why do I support people and stuff like that. And yeah, so episode 5 of season 7, episode 129, The Woman with Many Hats with Raina Fryman Watts. She was the first guest, she was the first new guest this season. And she is the host of Better Call Daddy podcast. We discuss, you know, her podcast show, working on her podcast with her father, being on the Jerry Springer Show and many more. And this was a really dope conversation. And she a really dope person. You know, thank you, Miss Raina, for coming to the show. And I went on Better Call Daddy as well. And we're going to talk more about that a little later. But yeah, this was a good episode. So episode 130, so Survivor Series War Game 2023 prediction. We got Aaron Quinto Sands, also Aaron Quinto Sands on the show, and Ange from Let's Talk About Revenge back on the show. These two are returning guests of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. And we discussed Survivor Series War Games. No? There you go. Episode 131, The Geeky Dad Universe with Rafael Moran, host of the Geeky Dad Podcast, The Geeky Dad at the Dark, and producer of the Boy the First Kids Show. And this was a fun conversation. And we discussed his podcast show. We discussed his comic book, Dream Raver, and his comic book, The Flea, and many more. You know, it was a really good having Raphael on the show. Raphael was the only show this season to win to number one for top 100 episode charts. And I also went on the Geeky Dad podcast. And I was on the season, I think it's season 3 finale of the Geeky Dad podcast, which was the end of the year episode, and we pretty much discussed our top 10 shows and top 10 movies of this whole year. It was a really dope episode as well, and his episode also went to number 1 for top 100 episodes. So thank you, Raphael, for coming on the show. Always, that'll be a fun conversation. Then episode 132, the episode was called Growth, which was a personal episode, and which was also the 200th episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, which was a real milestone. And, you know, thank you everybody who tuned in to Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast for 200 episodes, man. That was a milestone that I was proud of, which was a goal of mine to making the 200 episodes and through counting. So, yeah, thank y'all, man. And pretty much this episode was more about the year of 2023 and why I named it episode growth, and basically my growth as a person, you know, what 2023 taught me as a person. And yeah, this was a good personal episode. Yeah, it was really cool. And the mid-season finale of season 7 of Mr. Gentleman at the Pocket, episode 9, episode 133, the top 20 countdown show, volume 3, our favorite Christmas movie, Jalen back on the show, pretty much discussed our Christmas movies, pretty much, which was a fun episode. And yeah, you know, always, like I said, always fun having Jalen on the show. So then we took a break, and then we had the, of course, the Mr. Gentleman Like the Pocket 5-year anniversary episode, which was, I never thought that I could make this, do the show for 5 years, and it was a real milestone, and I'm proud of myself for that milestone. So yeah, happy 5 years to Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, and many more to go. So season 7 returned for episode 134, Royal Rumble prediction episode. Ripped on prediction all-star crew, all of them is back. Aaron Keto Sands, host of King Talk with Aaron Sands, Long Live Chief Mighty Mel, host of Welcome to the Trilogy, Ange, host of Let's Talk About It with Ange, and 21 Cal, the Source King. And we all came back for the Royal Rumble episode, pretty much discussing the Royal Rumble. And this was the biggest episode for Mr. Gentleman Like the Pocket season 7. So yeah, this was the biggest episode of the season. So episode 135, aka episode 10 of season 7, The Joy of Cooking with Chef Ashley A. Torres. And I met Ashley a long time ago through a mutual friend. You know, first impression wasn't great, but she was always one of the guests that I wanted to have on my show, because I saw what everything that she was doing, you know, her being the chef and stuff like that. So appreciate Ashley for reaching out to want to be on the show. And on the show, we discussed her being a chef, her being an entrepreneur. And I had my first food testing on the show. And I'm going to have to say that Ashley, thank you for coming on the show. Your food is really good, and I'm looking forward to support you in many ways. This girl could really cook. You know, look out for Chef Ashley, y'all. If you're in the New York area, look out for Chef Ashley. So next episode, we got episode 136, Ignite Your Power with Kathy Mal, who is the host of Ignite Your Power, Kathy Mal podcast. And this was another guest that I really liked this season. You know, we discussed many things from her podcast journey, her life journey, mental health, and many more. This was a really, you know, deep conversation. And thank you for sharing your story, Kathy. You know, it really means a lot. Thank you for coming on, Mr. Gentleman, Like the Podcast. Next, we got, of course, episode 137, Love is Love, 24-24. The Valentine's Day episode, where I discuss my love life and pretty much update on where my love life in 2024. Next, we got episode 138, The Creative Mind of Priscilla with Priscilla Tidy, who is a writer, and she is a podcast host on Unexpected Podcast. This was another conversation that I enjoyed this season. Thank you, Priscilla, for coming to the show. Episode 139, The Entrepreneur Life, with Alejandra Carr, who is an entrepreneur and the host of the Chit Chatter show. And we discussed her podcast show, everything that she's doing, and more. This was a really dope conversation. And this episode inspired me to want to do more in the entrepreneur life. And thank you for coming on the show, Alejandra. And I will be on the Chit Chatter show in the future, so look out for that. Next episode, we're going to episode 140, Life of a NYC Journalist and Tech Girl with Janie Ho, who is a journalist, who is a tech girl, who worked for the Daily News. And I want to say thank you for sharing your story. This was an amazing conversation. Everything she was talking about really caught my attention. And yeah, I think a lot of this episode was long, but it was worth it though. And she is doing so much things. I look forward to everything she's about to do in the future. She was also another confirmed guest for season 8 of the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. So look out for Janie for coming back on the show in the future. Next, we got episode 141, Diary of a Funny Girl with Michelle S., host of the Michelle Podcast. And we discuss many things from a podcast show, life as a comedian, and many more. She is a funny girl, and thank you for making me laugh the entire episode, Michelle. You are killing everything that you do, and I look forward to it. I will also be on the Michelle Podcast show coming real soon, so look out for that as well. Next, we got episode 142, Beating the Odds with Big Red, who is an artist, dancer, and a model. And I just want to say thank you for sharing your story. You know, it was really a deep episode. And thank you for taking the time and just feeling comfortable of coming on my show and share everything, you know, from mental health, everything that you've been through as a kid, you know, everything you've been through during the pandemic and everything. So I just want to say thank you, Big Red, for coming to the show and keep doing amazing things. And the last episode that we have of the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is episode 143, the big WrestleMania weekend prediction episode with, of course, the prediction all-star crew, Aaron Quito Sands, Long Live the Chief Mighty Mel, and the 21 Cows of Soul King. This was a really fun episode. And thank y'all for coming to the show. And they will also be a returning guest for season 8 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And that's all the episodes for season 7 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. 20 episodes altogether. And, you know, even though this season didn't do as great as season 6, thank you everybody who took the time and supported, listened to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You know, it really means a lot. You know, and your support is really important to me. So I just want to say thank you once again for taking the time and listen to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Like, y'all don't understand how much that means to me. So once again, I thank y'all for it. So I know everybody is wondering, when is season 8 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is being released? So season 8 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast will be released on September 15th, 2024. I repeat, season 8 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, September 15th, 2024. And I know you're probably wondering, how come always September? The reason why y'all would have to wait to season 8 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is because after the season 6 finale, I did not take a break. Because right after, I released the spinoff series Thursday Shows. You know, a conversation about music, date night talk, and the old school show. And we did not take no breaks at all. Only like 2 week breaks. But it wasn't no real break. No. So I wanted to take a little bit longer break so y'all could miss me a little bit more. I feel like the fact that I've been literally going nonstop, I didn't give y'all much time to miss me too much. So yeah, season will be in the fall, but I will get put out some bonus episodes, monthly bonus episodes, so y'all could, you know, look out for, you know, of course, my birthday episode will be coming up in May. We do got 2 more bonus episodes with my guest appearance on Roddy's show. Once I know how I'm going to do this, I would drop the schedule for that. So, yeah. So, look out for bonus episodes for the Road to Season 8 episode coming soon. So, what to look forward to on Season 8? So, of course, as I mentioned, we'll have more guests this season, of course. We will be 20 episodes for Season 8. We got to just confirm, you know, returning guests for the season. Now, Jalen returning to season 8. Janie Ho is returning. Aaron Kendall Sands, Long Live the Chief, Mighty Mal, and 21 Cal, the Source King will be returning. So if you want to be a guest on season 8 of The Gentleman, like that podcast, you know, hit me up. I am looking for guests, so hit me up. Also for season 8, of course, returning segments, of course, the rest of the prediction, of course, top 20 countdown show. And I'm bringing back a classic segment. As y'all know, Date Night Talk started off as a segment, you know, but later became a spin-off show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring back the segment version for Date Night Talk and call it Date Night Talk Stories, where I interview guests and they tell me about their dating stories and everything like that. So I'm going to bring that back starting on season 8 and beyond. So look out for Date Night Talk Stories. And y'all probably wondering, will Date Night Talk return as well? Yes, Date Night Talk will be returned, but we're going to talk about that in a few. So yeah, so look out for season 8 of The Gentleman Like That Podcast on September 15th of this year. So, Spin-Off Series Thursdays update. Where can we expect Spin-Off Series Thursday? So, Spin-Off Series Thursday will return in October. So, we got all new seasons of all the Spin-Off Series Thursday show. A conversation about new podcasts will be returning on October 3rd. And every first Thursday at 12 p.m., Date Night Talk Pocket with myself and Miss Bonna B will return for season 3 on October 17th. And y'all probably wondering, Date Night Talk did not get a season finale. And the reason why Date Night Talk did not get a season finale because myself and Mifana B's schedule been really hard this time around. So what I will do for Date Night Talk was we will give Date Night Talk an extra episode for season 3. Since we didn't give y'all season two finale, so I would be giving Date Night Talk a extra episode this season. So expect, you know, 9 to 10 episodes of Date Night Talk, while the rest of Spin-Off Series Thursday show will get 7. So look out for that. And then the Old School Show season 4, myself and the Star Rider Rod will be returning on October 24th, every 4th Thursday. So Spin-Off Series Thursday will return starting on October 10th with a conversation about music. Every first Thursday, the 12 p.m. Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Bonna B, October 17th. And every second and third Thursday, the 12 p.m. And the Old School Show with myself and the Star Rider Rod every fourth Thursday. So look out for a new season of all the spin-off series in October. So, what is the update on my Trish show and other projects? So, I know I mentioned on the season 6 finale that I am working on my Trish, and that is due coming. We should be coming probably soon. I'll keep you updated on that in the future. Also, look out for, I am working on new podcast shows as well. One is another spin-off series from The Gentleman Like That Podcast, which will be a Patreon exclusive, which once we get more info, I will announce that later this year. Also, working on two other projects that are not linked to The Gentleman Like That Podcast, that would be more a part of The Gentleman Like That production. I'm going to announce that coming real soon. So look out for a new feature projects for The Gentleman Like That Podcast that I will be evolving in the future. So look out for that. So since the season 6 finale, I've been on a lot of guest appearances that I will announce here. So, I was on the Things About Us podcast hosted by Willy and Fiona, which What Is Love episode that dropped on July 8th. I was also on Questgasm, hosted by Kendra, on August 9th. 2023. I was on Opinion of Lasses, hosted by Jessica, Sonia, and Dawn on September 15th. Which they was on my show last year, so shout out to Opinion of Lashes. I was also on the Simplest Podcast host by Amanda, which dropped on October 26th. I was on the Geeky Dad Podcast, host of Raphael Moran, which dropped on December 31st, 2023. I was on Star Time Podcast, host by the Star Rider Rod, that dropped on January 8th and January 15th. So yeah, with a two-part episode. And I was also on the Better Call Daddy podcast, hosted by Rayna Fryman Rotz, that dropped on January 15th. And I was also on Jalen podcast show, The J Day Presents, that will release on April 7th, 2024. And I have many more podcast guest appearances coming up, so look out for that coming soon. So what next for Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast as a whole? What are some goals for Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast? Well, since we didn't make one goal in time, I'm trying to get to 30,000 downloads. And the next goal after that will be 50,000 downloads. Of course, get on more charts. Get back on the Good Pod Top 100 Shows charts. I haven't been on that chart I haven't been number one on that chart for almost 2 years now. I believe the last time was 2022. So yeah, so it's time to get back on that chart. Also, to take this show to a bigger platform, so I'm working on that now. So look out for more bigger stuff from Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast in the future. Also, celebrity guests. I do want celebrity guests for Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. So hopefully by season 8 and beyond that could happen. And also get a podcast award for Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. And since award season is coming up, I will be working on getting nominated and winning that podcast award. So I think it's time for Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast to finally get one. So, yeah, and that would mean a lot. Of course, these are short-term goals. I got a lot more big goals for Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, but I'm not going to reveal that yet. But, also to continue to inspire all the and also to continue to doing something that I love. And, I love doing this, doing it for 5 years. People would think that I would be tired of doing this. And of course, there have been many times that I've been wanting to give up. A lot of setbacks goes in the way, not only with the podcast, but in life in general. But if you love doing something, you're going to do all you can to keep it going until you're just ready to move on to something new. And as of right now, I do love what I'm doing. I do love what I do. I do got many accomplishments I would be able to make for the show and for myself. And I got many more people who I want to have on the show. Many podcasters who I enjoy their content. I want to bring them on the show and talk to them. Many people I know who are authors, who are singers, who are rappers, who are entrepreneurs, who are doctors, nurses, actors, actresses, and doing many things. I want to bring them on to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, share their story, And people who want to have a fun conversation or deep conversation. You already know this show is a safe place for conversation. There will be no judgment on the show. And I will always make y'all feel like at home. And I want to continue to bring that to all my guests in the future. And I'm always open to everybody coming to the show. So before I go, whatever you do, love what you do. Don't treat what you love like you have a hobby, because everybody else around you is going to see it like your hobby. And if it's something that you really love to do, no matter how hard life hits you, don't ever give up. Because always remember, you are the author of your life. And that is the season 7 finale of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And I'll be right back. Yeah! Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spin-off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursdays, and Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer! I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning into the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you for everybody for tuning into the season 7 finale of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to every listener who listened to season 7 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast and every listener who's been here since day 1. You know, it really means a lot. And I just want to thank y'all for this, because, you know, this was not an easy journey, but I thank y'all, man. It really means a lot. I also want to thank every guest came on the show this season of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you, Raina Fryman Ross from Better Call Daddy Podcast. Thank you to Raphael Moran from the Geeky Dad Podcast, Geeky Dad at the Dark, and the Multiverse Kids. Thank you to Chef Ashley A. Torres for coming to the show. Thank you to Kathy Mai from Ignite Your Power, Kathy Mai Podcast. Thank you to Priscilla Tidy from the Unexpected Podcast. Thank you to Alejandra Carr from the Chit Chatter Show. Thank you to Janie Ho. Thank you to Michelle F. from the Michelle Podcast. And thank you to Miss Big Red for coming on the show. All y'all was amazing. And thank y'all for making people laugh, having a good time, and sharing your stories. It really means a lot. Also, shout out to all the returning guests of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Shout out to Jalen for coming on the show. Shout out to Aaron Kinto Sands for coming on the show. Shout out to Long Live the Chief Molly Mel for coming on the show. Shout out to Ange for coming on the show. And shout out to 21 Cal Sauce King for coming back to the show. Thank you to all the returning guests who came to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast this season. All the will be back on season 8 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, so look out for them. And you already know, you can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sunday for the main series, and every Thursday for spin-off series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday at 12 p.m., Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vonna B, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m., and The Old School Show with myself and the Star Rider Ride every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. You can check me out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Pods, the Podchasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You could subscribe to us on YouTube at Ken, a.k.a. The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Even though Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, the season is ending, you can still check me out on the Premier Boys Podcast with myself, Aaron Kito Sands, the Star Writer Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mighty Mal. New episodes of the Premier Boys Podcast every Wednesday at 12 p.m. New episodes of the Premier Boys Podcast every Wednesday at 12 p.m. A part of the Premier Powerverse. You can check out other shows from the Premier Powerverse. King Talk with Aaron Sands, hosted by Aaron. King Talk Sands every Friday at 12 p.m. Star Time Podcast, hosted by the Star Rider Rod, every Monday at 12 p.m. And Welcome to the Trilogy, hosted by Long Live the Chief Mighty Mel, every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Check out every show on the Premier Powerverse. We are looking for guests for season 8. Of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com. kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, underscore Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. And we can set something up. So we got to put you on season 8. With the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast main series, Date Night Stories, that will be a part of season 8 of With the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, and any of the spin-off series shows. And now at this time, it's time for everybody's favorite segment, and time for With the Gentleman Lifestyle Shoutouts, where we spotlight every podcaster and give them their flowers. And of course, I'm going to read off everybody who I shouted out this season for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Shoutouts. Shout out to Ash Ashley Podcast. Shout out to Small Talk Podcast. Shout out to the League of Kings Podcast. Shout out to the Stupid 3-Minute Podcast. Shout out to the Questgasm. Shout out to Unexpected Podcast. Shout out to the Demetria Oral Show. Shout out to Dare With Me Emperor. Shout out to 12-3 Topak. Shout out to Better Call Daddy Podcast. Shout out to Chronicles of a Virgo Podcast. Shout out to the Geeky Dad podcast. Shout out to One Mike Black History podcast. Shout out to What Had I Heard Was podcast. Shout out to the Zaya Show. Shout out to Back to Reality podcast. Shout out to Things About Us podcast. Shout out to Night Your Power, the Kathy Mayo podcast. Shout out to Kathy Vaz podcast. Shout out to Pedal of Support podcast. Shout out to the Chit Chatter Show. Shout out to Lavender Listens. Shout out to the Michelle podcast. Shout out to Lullaby, the Fear podcast. Shout out to A Little Bit of Everything with Me. Shout out to Where Did the Grown Women Play podcast. Shout out to Visit Vegas Places with Coral. Shout out to Our Collaboration Station. Shout out to BSTV 24/7. Shout out to Well That Instant podcast. Shout out to My Weekly Mixtape. Shout out to CQP Moments. Shout out to Mentors on the Mic. And shout out to all those shows that we shout out for. The gentlemen, Lifestyle shout out this season. And continue to do amazing things to all the shows that I mentioned. And to every podcaster who are doing amazing things, shout out to all of y'all. Keep killing it. And y'all already know, add me on Good Pods, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know, Good Podcast to many independent podcasters. We see where everybody listen to. We can rate each other's shows. And we had the charts. It's time for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is doing. And due to this recording, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is number 9 on the number chart for top 100 shows, and number 5 on the indie charts. For Society and Culture, we are back to number 1 for Society and Culture. It's the first day that we are number 1, so thank you everybody as always. And for Top Watcher episodes, we are number 8 for A Conversation About News podcast, episode 14, Mr. Gentleman album review, episode volume 3, and episode 13 on the indie charts. So once again, thank you everybody that continue to have Mr. Gentleman like the podcast on the Good Pod charts and any other podcast charts. You know, it really means a lot, and I thank y'all for that. Check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. You can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. You can listen, you can watch every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. You can check out every guest profile who's been on the show this season. Check out all 70 guests who've been on Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Check out every guest appearance that I've been doing. We got some new guest appearances coming real soon. Check me out on the Michelle Podcast. Check me out on the Chit Chatter Show, and many more. And also, check out the official Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast merch store at tpublic.com. Just search Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast store, or you can just buy it through the website. We have shirts, hoodies, mugs, and many more. Please support Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast so we can upgrade your listening experiences. So check out the official merch store at tpublic.com. Just search Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. And check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. I just want to say thank you everybody who tuned in to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Thank you to everybody tuning in to the season 7 finale of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. And thank you, y'all. It really means a lot. So here's the thing. So we will have a bonus episode for my birthday episode on May 17th. So look out for that. And look out for season 8 of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast on September 15th at 12 a.m. and every Sundays after that. Then Spinoff Series Thursday will return in October. A Conversation About Music Podcast season 3 on October 3rd and every first Thursday of October. Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B, season 3, October 10th and October 17th, and every second and third Thursdays after that. And The Old School Show, season 4, with myself and the Star Rider Rod, October 24th and every fourth Thursday after that. Have a good day or night, where we'll be listening to this episode. And thank you for another amazing season of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Chill!
Yer, this is Nana Pyle
and Tawana Pyle,
and you are now listening to
Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Let's go!